Welcome, everyone, to the Awakening Wave Show, where we are all riding, yes, quite the wave of transformation during this ascension cycle. It's been a very interesting week. A lot of exciting things going on, and I can't wait to share them with you. I'm going to talk about my progress in regard to the homestead process. I would like to chat a little bit about Behind Closed Doors article on forthepeople.space. And then I'm going to do a command. I would like to start the show out with a command. Some of the commands that I do. I would like to do them all, but I have limited time because I'm actually recording this show. So I found myself in the first recording sharing information and then running out of time. And I don't want to be at the end of the show, have to worry about closing real quick. So we're going to take our time because time doesn't exist, right? So slow is better. Slower is faster. That's what Q says. Okay, but before we start the show, 2 weeks ago, I had Dr. Raghu Raghavan here sharing his information about the beautiful product that he has developed for all of us, straight from nature, straight from the earth. I use the products all the time. They are amazing. I love the wellness spray. I love the skin spray, the nose spray I just recently added to my regimen. And of course, the cream. I do love the feel of the cream. In combination of the skin spray and the both of them, I double dip. So that's how I use it. And I'm definitely seeing changes. I have a scar right where my third eye is. And I got that scar on a job site when I was with my ex-partner. We were installing granite, and he was using one of his sanding tools, and the wheel came off while it was running, and it hit me right in between the eyes. I was very lucky it didn't hit my eye. Bounced off my head, into the garage, off the wall, onto the garage door, and back to the wall. Yeah, pretty hard head I have. Anyway, I bled profusely for a little bit and I had quite the scar, but I've noticed, I just looked in the mirror this morning and I noticed that it is very minimal. You can't really see it like you used to. And I'm so excited about that. Again, with the little fine lines that I have around my mouth area, just seeing lots of improvement also in my skin. Like, wow. And one of the main reasons that I wanted to dabble with this product is because I've tried all of them in regard to the creepy crepe skin, which is creeping up on me. So since I've been using NanoSoma, I'm seeing a big difference, big, big difference. And some of the stuff that it does, as far as enhancing the immune system, it modulates the immune system, reduces inflammation and pain, which is really great for someone like me because I work out all the time. And I try to drink a lot of water during the day, but I get busy. And if I have like a gallon in front of me, I will drink the whole thing. But if it's not in front of me, you know what they say, out of sight, out of mind, out of sight, out of mind. Anyway, it improves longevity and reverses aging, serves as a vitamin D and vitamin C substitute. And as you heard Dr. Raghavan say that vitamin C is already within us, it just enhances that. I do believe that's one of the quotes. It assists with cardiovascular health, enhances wound healing. Yep, my scar. Improves your energy level and repairs damaged blood vessels. Oh, and here's my favorite one, rejuvenates the skin. Anyway, I had a member at the gym that I work at come up to me and he had this big sore on his lip. And I said, oh, what happened to your lip? And he was telling me the story. So I started sharing with him the information about NanoSoma. And I just happened to have my skin spray with me. So I sprayed some on his lip and I gave him the rest of the bottle because there was just a little bit in there. And I said, just see how it works. Let me know how it works because I would love to use you as a testimonial. He immediately, the next day, I got a what do you call it? A notification that I just had a new person purchase the product. And sure enough, it was him. Like the very next day that I gave it to him, he went in and ordered the spray. And I just saw him yesterday in his lip. There's like a little tiny spot. You can hardly even see the sore anymore. So amazing product, just amazing. It has 98.079% water, and we're not just talking regular water. If you go back and listen to the audio from my show of on November, excuse me, October 19th, the doctor will share more about the water and where it comes from. Polycosanol, I can't say it. I'm so sorry. 0.250%, sucrose monolatrate, vitamin E, potassium sorbate, and citric acid. Does not contain sugar, milk, peanuts, yeast, gluten, artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. It is just, I just got to say, polycosanol, I hope I said that right, comes from sugarcane extract, which is from the earth. A lot of the stuff in this product is from the earth, from a glacier mountain that the water goes down into India into a temple. And I can't say the name because it's really hard to pronounce. But anyway, all that information is right there on that audio. Please go back and listen to it. It is in the archives of my page on BBS Radio. Now, if you're interested in the product, you can order it at www.nanoojas.net. Again, that's www.nanoojas.net. And you can get first time 15% off by using the code AwakeningWave 63. Again, that's AwakeningWave 63. And all this information, again, is at the webpage on BBS Radio. So feel free to check it out, listen to the audio, learn more about the product, because we do a lot of things. We buy a lot of products and we don't really read the ingredients and what they're all about and where they come from and the company that creates them. And I am here to say that Dr. Raghavan and his niece, Natasha, it's just been great meeting the both of them. And I hope to have Natasha on the show in a couple of weeks. I'm not sure when we're going to do it, but it's in the future. So when it comes, it comes. Also, I'm looking at my list here. Yeah, so check that out. I would like to start the show with a couple of commands, and hopefully you all will join me. And I always start as for those of you that do the commands, you know, we take those deep breaths. So let's begin right now with a deep breath. I do these deep breaths throughout the day because they just relax me. Can you hear the difference in the tone of my voice when I breathe? It's just like a such a relaxing feeling. And the flow of the energy through the body is amazing. One more time, please. I command my spirit to carry all of me within me, to bring all my light within me, and to bring all fragments of my soul into me now, here on New Earth. We command our spirits to bring all of us within us, bring all our light within us, and to bring all fragments of our soul into us now, here on New Earth. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And so it is. And so it shall be, and we know it. I command my spirit to expand my body of light, balance, heal, rejuvenate, and recalibrate this body, and expand the divine energy that resides in me now. We command our spirit to expand our body of lights, balance, heal, rejuvenate, and recalibrate these bodies, and expand the divine energy that resides in us now. 5, 4, Three, two, one. And so it is, and so it shall be, and I know it. I command my spirit to expand all my capacities, my capabilities, my knowing, my knowledge, my creativeness, and my communication to the world. We command our spirits to expand our capacities, our capabilities, our knowing, our knowledge, our creativeness, and our create in our communication to the world. Five, four, three, two, one. And so it is, and so it shall be, and we know it. I command my spirit to increase my frequencies, expand my energy forces, and increase my life force energy here and now on New Earth. We command our spirits to increase our frequencies, expand our energy forces, and increase our life force energy here and now on New Earth. And so it is, and so it shall be, and we know it. And for the final command, I command my spirit to take the thoughts from my head and put them into my heart. We command our spirits to take our thoughts from our head and put them into our heart. Five, four, three, two, one. And so it is. And so it shall be, and I know All righty, that was beautiful. I no longer do pr I don't pray anymore. I do commands. I was raised Catholic, and I used to say my prayers in the morning, at night, and my Hail Marys throughout the day. And so I've kind of switched that to commands. And for those of you that understand what commands are, you know what I'm talking about. And for those of you that are just joining us and not aware of the commands, there's a lot of information in regard to that on the creationlightship.com. There's also a Q&A channel on Telegram. It's called Q&A Creation Lightship. And there's so much information in regard to the densities that need to be removed from us during this time. And if you want to know more about it, I did do a show in the beginning. It's in the archives on my BBS radio page. So go ahead and check that out. A lot of interesting information. There's also tons of information on for the people dot space and also for the spirit dot space. And we're going to talk a little bit about one of the articles that I read this past week. But before we get into that, I just want to share my exciting news about my homestead project. Woo-hoo! I am one of these people that I am a hands-on, and I can read information and try to get it right, but sometimes I make a few mistakes before I do get it right. live and learn, as I say. So I created my quick claim deed and got it all together, put all the information, checked it over, went to this person, that person, got this information, that information. And I just put the pedal to the metal and I just said, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get this done. And I did it. And so yesterday I went up to the UPS store to get it notarized, and I didn't know it was going to be $10 a pop. So I got two of them. And I should have went to my bank, but the UPS store was closer and it was right up the road from my job. And I only have so much time on my lunch break. But anyway, I went and got it notarized, got everything done, got back to work, and I looked it over and I realized that I signed it in black pen. Are you serious, Robin? How did you miss that? So I called the lady at the UPS store who knows me really well, and I frequent the place a lot. The ladies know me. So I called her back and I said, "Are you going to charge me?" And she goes, No, just come on up. We'll get it fixed." So I went up there. She printed two more out. We re-signed them in blue. All is good, right? Excelente. Got back thinking I got it all done. And then I reached out to a couple of my fellow Michigan warriors, Mike and Leah. Love you guys. You're awesome. And we started chatting. I started chatting with Leah and I realized she told me some new things about the 8.5 by 14 size paper. So I said, "Well, every area is going to be different, but just to be on the safe side, I'll go back up and I'll get it, on an 8.5 by 14, which is legal. I think it's legal, not ledger. Yeah, it's legal." So, I also noticed that I didn't put the file number off of my warranty deed on there, so I quickly put that on there. Went back up, or no, I emailed it up to Kathy. Went back up there to pick it up. She stamped it again. We signed it in blue. All ready to go. Went through the whole thing, and I'm like, okay, it's time to go to record it. And I wasn't sure if I go to the county clerk's office or if I go to register of deeds. So as I was driving there, I picked up my handy dandy cell phone and I made a quick call. And they said, "Yep, bring it to the register of deeds." So I went down there and I walked in, and there were two people ahead of me. And I waited patiently. And there was this one lady that worked there, because I've been down to the register of deeds many times. I've been in their library of books where you go back to the 1800s and look for deeds. So that was kind of fun. I like that. It's kind of like, even when you go in the back room, it looks like it's in another timeline. So anyway, she walks up out of nowhere. The lady that, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I got a connection with her. And she said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'd like to record this quick claim deed. Could you assist me with that?" And I said, "Can you also look it over and make sure, I got everything that needs to be on there?" And she did. She actually turned it around. She went through it. She's going through, yep, that's good. That's good. But she came to the part, where I was supposed to print my name. I left that out. And she said, "You can just print it right there. Here's the pen." I said, "Can I get a blue pen?" She brought me a blue pen and I wrote my name in there. She took the document and it was $30 to record it and gave me a receipt. And I said, "Well, do I get the copy back? I've never done this before." She goes, "Oh, no. We're going to mail it to you." And I'm like, "Well, can I get a certified copy?" That's what she was doing, Robin. Hello. So anyway, she gave me a copy with the receipt that I could take with me. And she said, "We will mail it to you." And I said, and she goes, "Unless you want to pick it up," she goes, "we can have it ready for you tomorrow." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I would rather do that." So they're going to call me today. And today is Thursday because I'm recording this right now. They're going to call me today and let me know when I can come and pick it up. So I'm really, really excited. So the next step is going to be the public notice. And I'm hopefully going to work on that over the weekend. Well, maybe not because I got my show this weekend. But anyway, success, people. Like I said, I'm one of these people that I have to do hands-on to learn it. And sometimes, you learn by your mistakes. I know I do. But anyway, we're there. So the next step will be getting the public notice ready. And yeah, so woohoo, it's done. Check. All right. So this weekend is my MPC. Competition Western, the MPC Western here in Grand Rapids. I am doing my 11th show. It is the Grand Ma Masters and Grandmasters Bikini 50 and up and 60 and up. And my last show was in May, and I came home with two big, beautiful first place trophies, and which was really exciting. I've gotten first place maybe once or twice, but usually second or third. But this show last time, there wasn't really a whole lot of women in my age category. So it wasn't really hard to compete, if you know what I mean. And I'm hoping that this show there will be more than, the amount of people that were there last time. So very excited about that. I just had my egg whites and my egg yolk and my spinach for breakfast. And my hot tea is what I'm drinking. Yesterday, I went the entire day without any carbs. So that's part of the lean out process when you're doing this competition. But I'm really trying to do it naturally. I don't want to starve myself. A lot of the competitors do that. And I'm just doing it as natural as possible. Just had a little sip of my tea there. And I normally get Botox injections in my forehead because I don't like the lines. But you know what? I don't care no more. Because I got nanosoma, so I'm using that now. And they're really not that bad. It's just my perception, and I'm getting over that, judging myself. Okay, so Homestead show this weekend, and very excited, very, very excited. There's been a few things that went on this week that I want to share with you, but because of time restraints, I want to just touch base on an article I read at For the People That Space. And the article is Behind Closed Doors, posted October 24th. I didn't read it until just yesterday. That's how busy I've been. I try to keep up with these every day. There's lots of valuable information on For the People That Space and also For the People That Spirit. Okay. For those of you that are just waking up, if you want to know more and you want to know the truth, those are the places to go to. You're not going to get the truth from TV. So this article was about the children. And I'm going to kind of go back to a time when I first woke up and I was watching, somebody had told me about adrenochrome and they were talking about Mike Pence and how he raped 88 kids. I said, what? I said, Mike Pence goes to church. He doesn't, what? I don't believe that at all. I was one of them. Well, if you don't believe me, you can go to truthsomething.com. And I can't remember the name of it, you guys. It was like back in 2000 or 2020. So I went and I looked it up and I came across this video of a man, and I do believe his name was Corey Smith, and he was talking about the nefarious things going on in Indiana, which is where Mike Pence is from. And what they were doing with the rituals that they were having, the satanic rituals, and that Mike Pence had raped 88 children. I said, what? How is that possible? He's Donald Trump's vice president. And, I questioned a lot of things during that time. And I'm like, why would Donald Trump have a guy like, well, now we know because Trump knew about Pence. Keep your enemies close, right? Infiltrate them. That's what they do with us. So, very smart move on his part. So, anyway, I went to watch the video, and this Corey guy was talking about, the details of what they do. And he said that they were coming to arrest him and that he will soon go to jail and he probably won't be coming out. And at that time, I didn't know what he was talking about. What does he mean he's not coming about? He's going to prison for telling stuff about what's going on? And then he started talking about adrenochrome and, I'm like adrenochrome. That's when I first discovered adrenochrome, which is, a drug that they make from the pineal gland of a tortured, raped, frightened child. Yeah, it's pretty sick. It's real sick. And when I read this article, it took me back to that time. And I know we're not supposed to go back into the past, but that was how I learned about it. And I was on a mission. I was going to let everybody know that this is going to stop. This is going to stop. Once people know it's going to happen, we're going to get together and everything's going to stop. But when I started telling people about it, they looked at me like, what are you talking about? What? That's crazy. So they kind of had the same reaction that I did. And I would give information where to go to check it out, but nobody ever goes and checks anything out. I don't know why that is, especially during that time with all the stuff that was happening. Put your mask on, stand 6 feet apart, go get the vaccination. Like, if you didn't know just by that, that something different was happening, come on, people. That should have been wake up alone. Anyhow, that really struck me. And so when I started reading this article, and I'm going to share the beginning of it right now. I'm going to read it real quick. Child abuse is generally committed behind closed doors, even when people hear about it, see it, and understand what's happening. It has historically been swept under the carpet. That is so true. Even to this day, with all that we know, nobody's talking about it. When I saw Trump do the debate with Kamala, I'm like, ask her where the 300,000 children are. Ask her. But he didn't. And you know why? Because people aren't ready for it. People aren't going to believe it. That's what my assumption was. Because if I was Donald, I would have called her out on the carpet right then and there. And a lot of people don't like Donald because of the way he talks. But you know what? So what? Oh, because he doesn't talk like a politician. So, and he says things that, oh, are shocking to the ears. Oh, did he say the word fuck? Did he say bullshit? So what? They're just words, people. Anyhow, that is a true statement. Some people have the audacity to shun this as a negative topic that no one wants to hear about. The children want to be heard, people, acknowledged, apologized to, and healed. And that takes truth, acknowledgement, and reveal. Yeah. But no, we got to wait until the news puts it on TV and starts showing freak-off parties with Diddy. Oh, then all of a sudden, everybody's watching it because it's Holly Weirdos. Whenever Holly Weirdos come on TV, oh, we got to watch it. And I'm just as bad. I want to know what's going on in bullshit land, pretty much, because I get to practice discernment. I get to research. I get to learn. So coming from my point of view, and I watch those things, I'm seeing things a whole lot different than when I used to watch it. Okay. So going forward, the fear that no one knows, that the abuse will continue and no one is ever going to do anything about it, is a trafficked child's worst nightmare. If everyone knew child trafficking existed and that it literally runs the world as we know, as we have known it, there would be enough good people out of the mob who would come forward in collaboration or collectively, you guys, and put a stop to this forever. Be one of those people. Yeah, be one of those people. All right. So we got to wait until it comes on TV before we start believing it. And then we got to show horrific things. And then a lot of people are going to go, oh, that's not real. That was Photoshop. You know how many times I've heard that? Wow, I can't even tell you. It shocks me that people have a hard time coming out of their little comfort zone. But as a child, I was an abused child. I will tell you that straight up. One of my parents was an alcoholic. She didn't like me. Oh, I just said the gender. Anyway, yes, it was my mom. She drank alcohol, and you never knew which person she was going to be, the evil mom or the good mom. I had two mothers. It was really weird. And I didn't feel safe at all around the one mom. And physically abused, mentally abused, and I thought I had it bad. But when I read what some of these children have gone through, the stuff that they are subjected to, my situation was nothing. You know, it was nothing. And my heart breaks hearing what I hear and what I read. And if it doesn't affect you the same way, then you have to question yourself, are you really a human being? Is there really a spirit in you? Because a true human being and a true spirit, creator of source or created by source, would feel the pain of these children just by reading these articles and would want to do something about it and would get mad. Because I got mad. I had to stop reading it. I literally went to Facebook and started posting. Because I was mad. I reacted. I had an emotion. But that's what the human in me does. I have two children. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't understand how anyone could ever be cruel to a child. I don't understand that at all. So having a child is the most beautiful thing that anyone could ever experience. And it's amazing I stared at that child the entire night that I was in the hospital and couldn't believe that I created that little human being. And just talking about it right now brings tears to my eyes. It was the most joyful, joyful event ever. Now, my second time wasn't as great, but it was the pregnancy part. It wasn't having the child. But anyway, people, please, 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 please go to forthepeople.space and read this article and learn about what's going on. It's really important that you do. Okay, hold on. I'm looking at the time here. Okay, so we got a few minutes. The first project that President Trump launched in 2017 was to abolish child trafficking and the human sex trade. One of the biggest avenues of human trade came from illegal immigrants selling children across the border. Why do you think they're bringing so many people across the border? 300,000 children are missing under the watch of Kamala Harris. But yet people are going to vote for her. And when you tell them that, they don't believe you. I don't get it. So, Donald Trump, thank you. Thank you so much. And Q, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's the most amazing thing that that man has done in all the things he has done for us. And he's still doing it. And you people that say, I don't like the way he talks, I don't like the way he walks, get over it already. Why don't you learn what this man has done? Where his heart truly is, not by the words that come out of his mouth. I like the way he talks, to be honest with you. It's refreshing. No more bullshit. He gets straight to the point. Okay. And if that offends you, I don't know what to tell you. Then, you know, it is that's your path, I guess. We'll put it that way. I actually had a guy in my gym who didn't like Donald Trump. And I asked him what he knew about him. And he couldn't really tell me. And it was really funny because he said all kinds of bad things about him. So I printed out the whole document of what Donald Trump did in all of his time of being president. And I said, here you go. Read this. This is everything you need to know about Donald Trump. All right. And to this day, I've never asked him if he read it, but I'll try to approach him. I see him every day, so that's a good question to ask him. But Donald Trump, thank you. Q, everyone that's out there, our military, everyone that is out there helping these children, kudos. Thank you so much. And for the rest of the world, start getting involved. Start noticing about what's going on around you, because it's right there in your backyard. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. So when I think about when I was in that situation with my parents, with my parent, I couldn't understand why she didn't like me so much. And I went through my whole life growing up wondering what was wrong with me. And you know, here I am at level 63, and I get it now. That wasn't really her. That wasn't really my mother. It was some entity that jumped in her body because she was a drinker. And I did see my real mother from time to time. And it was beautiful. So thank you, everyone, for joining me in this show. And I will be back again in a couple of weeks, hopefully interviewing Q. Q, are you listening? Don't forget to contact me. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners that out there for listening to me. This is the first solo show that I've done. And I'm kind of all over the map this morning. I just got a lot of stuff going on. But I really wanted to touch base on this article because the girl that describes all the things that have happened at those Diddy parties, she was actually there. She experienced it. Allie Carter's The Falling is a trans This is what it says at the webpage. The following is a transcript of Ally Carter's 9/23/24 video. It's time for the survivors to be heard. Okay. So you can find this video on Rumble, but again, go to for the people.space and watch them. See it for yourself. Listen to her. It's really sad that nobody knows who this person is because the mainstream media is not going to tell you about it. Allie's many videos on Rumble, she names names that will shock even the savviest truthers. Worship no one, no one. Thank you, Allie, for your bravery. Truly, thank you, Allie. I do believe I saw one of your videos, but I am going to go to Rumble and listen to you. And I shared that video all over Telegram some time ago, but didn't get a whole lot of response. And unfortunately, that's the way the world is. Everybody's too busy living their in their comfort zone, their matrix life. But for those of you that are awakening up, it's time that we come together and get this information out there and waking people up. Love you all. Thank you, Q. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you, PRQ support team. Asha, Mermaid, love you. Hope to hear you soon again. I'm trying to say thank you to all of you that are in my soul family. You know who you are. Mike, Leah, Kelly, Kelly and Carol, Sean, Ellen, Lucia, and Margie. I'll be seeing you guys soon again. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to that beautiful retreat. So kudos, love, 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 beautiful day. And I love you all.